Election Day is 2 weeks from tomorrow, and some may be wondering if they will have any problem voting on that day because of a computer error first noticed by the group Progress Michigan. Our Tracy Samilton is here with us. So what's the allegation here?
So the allegation is that, what we were told in a press release by Progress Michigan is there was a massive, quote, massive error by the Secretary of State. And they attributed this to people with close knowledge of the situation. So it was kind of an alarming kind of press release. And they said that this mistake by the Secretary of State could potentially disenfranchise 100,000 people who went to the polls on Election Day.
Well, that's attention gathering.
It was kind of, the details were vague. The voter addresses don't match the driver's license addresses. They said the Secretary of State has known about it for some time, but decided not to tell us until after the deadline for voter registration.
So what do they say could happen then if you're in this group where these addresses don't line up?
Well, They alleged that would mean you'd go to the polls and they wouldn't let you vote.
All right. So what does the Secretary of State's office say?
Okay. So these are the facts according to Secretary of State. So if you move, you have to register your new address, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can do that either at a Secretary of State branch office or you can go to your local clerk. So Secretary of State says what happened is people who went to their local clerk, that change of address got messed up by a computer glitch, and it was only registered at the Secretary of State in the Qualified Voter File database and not the driver's license database. So people didn't get their stickers that you put on the driver's license to show that that's your new address.
So a computer glitch, it certainly seems from the Secretary of State, we're not saying this was some,
not a human. Yeah. That's what they say.
That's
yeah.
what they're saying.
Yeah.
But certainly there's two very, very different potential outcomes, up to maybe 100,000 turned away versus the Secretary of State saying, what, no one's going to be turned away and no one's going to have a problem voting?
Well, yeah. So here's what they're saying is you're not going to be turned away because the poll workers, when they look at your ID, they're looking at the photo and they're looking at the name and they're matching that to their poll book. They're not supposed to look at that address. So you're not going to be turned away. And in fact, it is true. You can show an Ohio driver's license. And if you've moved to Michigan and you're living there and that's all you have, you can still use that. You can use a military ID if it has a photo on it to vote. So they're saying poll workers are not going to turn you away for this mistake. And now that they figured it out, you are going to get your little sticker. If you went to your local clerk's office to change your address, you will be getting that sticker very soon.
Now, Progress Michigan says the Secretary of State's office delayed telling people about this problem. Is that a fair claim?
Yeah, that appears to be true. I was told by Fred Woodhams, the spokesman for Secretary of State, that they've known about this for about 2 weeks and decided not to issue a press release because it wasn't going to affect the election. So instead, we hear about it secondhand in the most alarming way from Progress Michigan.
So is there anything voters need to keep in mind if they are among this group?
The Secretary of State says, don't worry. If you're an absentee voter that this affected, you're fine. You can vote. If you're going to the polls physically, you're fine. You can vote. No one, no how, is going to get turned away because of this mistake.
Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton. As always, Tracy, thank you.
Certainly.